I have got in my study in Cumbria a photograph. It's a lovely photograph of Latuli receiving the telegram telling him he's going to get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, wonderful.
I have this photograph because a very great friend of mine, who was a South African journalist who had to get out of South Africa, and came to Britain, and he became a very, very close personal friend. He had this photograph, and he unfortunately died, and he took some little while to die, and while he was dying, we were great friends, he said he wanted me to have this photograph, and I've got it.
Hmm.
And I don't mean on his deathbed, I mean over a room. I had immense respect for the courage and the endeavour and commitment of all those who'd been taken the road of non-violence. I thought it was brave and statesmanlike, wonderful. And I just thought it was terrible the way the world had betrayed them and let them down.
Mm.
And in that context, it seemed to me that it had reached a stage where you had to understand that some people in an exasperation had come to the point where they said, well, the world's just betrayed this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take the cause into our own hands and take action ourselves. And I did. I mean, I don't know how much your research has got into this, but certainly I went on record in the House speaking on the chamber, you've seen it, in which I said the real test is where we stand on the liberation debate.
Yeah.
And what I was very interested, you have read the debate with Hume was Foreign Secretary at the time. And what I was very interested in that was Douglas Hume was that I did this, and I think it's just not about Douglas Hume actually. When he came to reply to the debate, quite embarrassingly for me as a slight backbencher, he spent a disproportionate amount of time with my part of the argument, saying that if of course he'd come to the same conclusion, that the future could only be influenced by the liberation movements, then he would agree totally with Frank Jam, but he hadn't reached that stage and therefore believed. And you see, I was saying that the test, therefore, strategically, I mean, I used to say in words of one syllable was that the hard-headed brigade are anything but hard-headed, because they're not facing the political realities. And if we're looking to the future of the world and the future of our relationship with South Africa, of course I cared about the humanitarian issues and the values and all that. I've gone in hard to that. But even in terms of political self-interest for Britain and the future of the relationship with South Africa and everything, I used to say the argument is, where do we stand on the liberation movements? Are we saying that the only people who fund the liberation movements are the communists? Or are we able to say, as people who are not part of the totalitarian communist system, that we feel equally strongly about that? I do feel equally strongly. Now, it's no joke to say that on the Committee for Freedom of Mozambique and Gambia, it's certainly communist. I was there because I felt, why should it be only the communists? I feel as strongly as this, and therefore I want to be there.